The mythology of organic foods collapses. Organic food is no more nutritious than conventionally produced food, say British experts who reviewed 50 years of research on the question. Organic foods are made according to certain production standards. For the vast majority of human history, agriculture can be described as organic. Only during the 20th century was a large supply of new synthetic chemicals introduced to the food supply. This more recent style of production is referred to as conventional, though organic products have been the convention for a much greater period of time. Under organic production, the use of conventional non-organic pesticides, insecticides, and herbicides is greatly restricted and saved as a last resort. However, contrary to popular belief, certain non-organic fertilizers are still used. If livestock are involved, they must be reared without the routine use of antibiotics and without the use of growth hormones, and generally fed a healthy diet. According to the UK's Food Standards Agency, consumers may choose to buy organic fruit, vegetables, and meat because they believe them to be more nutritious than other food. However, the balance of current scientific evidence does not support this view. Our review indicates there is certainly no evidence to support the selection of organically over conventionally produced crops and livestock on the basis of nutritional supremacy, said public health nutritionist Alan Dangour of the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. The systematic review of 55 studies was conducted by Dr. Dangour's LSHTM group for the UK Food Standards Agency and was published on July 30, 2009 in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. The FSA's Director of Consumer Choice and Dietary Health, Gil Fine, said, "This study does not mean that people should not eat organic food. What it shows is that there is little, if any, nutritional difference between organic and conventionally produced food, and there is no evidence of additional health benefits from eating organic food." Lydia Butchman from Food Standards Australia New Zealand said the regulatory body was aware of the research, but, like the FSA, took no formal view on whether consumers should eat organic foods or not. "This study shows both are equally nutritious," she said. Australian nutritionist Rosemary Stanton was more critical. "The report is just a reiteration of what we've been saying for a long time," she said. She added that the review did not look at other factors affecting nutritional value, such as chemical residues, and also said little about levels of health-promoting plant compounds, such as flavonoids and sulforaphane, the anti-cancer substance in cruciferous vegetables such as broccoli and radishes. Dr. Stanton said Dr. Dangour's group failed to cover the effect of soil health on the nutritional status of crops. She pointed to a super broccoli announced this week by Australian and New Zealand researchers, saying, "It must be grown with lower quantities of fertilizer than conventional broccoli." Sydney-based dietitian Alan Barclay agreed the results were no surprise to dietitians. Meanwhile, a choice survey has found that butchers selling organic meat were unsure about what the term organic means and who certifies it. Only 11, or just a third, of 29 butchers surveyed in Melbourne and Sydney were able to correctly name the body that certified their organic beef.